What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I'm so excited. I've missed you all so much. This is so wonderful being able to record again with my own studio, with my own setup, with my gear, how it's supposed to be configured. It's the little joys in life that really keep me going. Why don't you take a couple seconds and just really be where you're at. Be present with where you're at. Be that a good spot, be it a bad spot, be it just numb and indifferent, whatever it is, I want you to acknowledge where you're at and just accept that feeling for a minute. 3, 2, 1, just sit in that. Now, hopefully that wasn't too terrible to just be present and be with. So the other day, I was getting done with a bunch of my in-processing nonsense, and we got tasked with some area beautification, which for those of you that don't know, that means we're pulling weeds and not with gloves. They're just saying, hey, there's some weeds outside. Grab whatever equipment we have. Here's what we've got. Go ahead and use it. But we need those weeds in this general area handled. So, of course, you know, all 20 of us are outside complaining because nobody wants to do it. But at the same time, it has to get done. So I'm sitting there with this brand new private, and he's complaining that this is the second time this week that he's had to do it. He's like, man, we just did this like 4 days ago. And I was like, well, dude, you know, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but if y'all did this 4 days ago, we shouldn't be out here doing this again. And he just, you know, kind of got huffy and just went off into a different area to do his own thing. Well, we start chatting, you know, a bunch of us just sharing stories, sharing about, you know, where we're coming from, where our hometowns are at, all just really great getting to know you things. As much as everybody complains about having to do these tasks, there's a method behind it, and it's that you get to interact with people on a much more personal, much more laid-back level, because A, we're all doing something we don't really want to do, and the schadenfreude is real, and B, I think I just said number one to start, it doesn't matter, but secondly, you get to have that time to really get to communicate with people with their guard being down a little bit, because you're doing what? You're pulling weeds. You're not doing this crazy, monumental, hard task. You're just doing something that nobody wants to do, but at the same token, you're giving yourselves, they're giving us time to really interact with one another, especially some of the newer people, you know, people that are new to the army, people that are new to the base, people that are just new. And after a while, this private comes back over to where I'm at because he's done his area. And he's really quiet. And I mean, he was talking a bunch throughout our time together. And I was like, hey, man, you're all right? He's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm frustrated. And I said, do you want to talk about it? He goes, what do you mean? I said, do you want to talk about it? You're frustrated. And he sat there and had to like legitimately think about it. And he goes, yeah, absolutely. I'm upset. I hate this. I hate these menial tasks. And I was like, hold on. Before you get too far ahead of yourself, do you want to vent or do you want advice? And I'm not joking. This kid's eyes got as big as saucers. Like his pupils just went and just like he'd never been asked that question before and didn't know how to respond. And I said, that's not a rhetorical question, man. I was like, tell me what you need because I'm here for you. Like, what do you want to do? He goes, let me vent for a little bit. And then I think I'm open to hearing advice. I said, okay. And I didn't realize the floodgates that I was opening. This kid apparently did not have a very good time at his advanced individual training, took his job very seriously, took his training very seriously, and some of his peers didn't take it as seriously as he did. Now, that happens, and that's okay, because I'm sure we've all been in a scenario where we're not as engaged in a task or whatever as our peers are, or vice versa, and you just have to make it, you have to make it work. And after listening to him really, you know, this kid opened up and it was really cool to have him get it off his chest. You could see his shoulders just gradually dropping as he was getting more and more off his chest and he was starting to relax. And at the end of it, he goes, so Sergeant, do you have any advice for me? And I said, no, not yet. I'll come up with something. Just give me a second. So we keep pulling weeds and I'm watching him pull his weeds and he's getting just the top of it. You know, just like the leafy green part that's really prickly and gross and the part that nobody wants to look at. And then it leaves that little white section more towards the root. And I looked at him and I said, man, You know, sometimes I think back on my life and I go, why didn't I do the right thing the first time? And he stops what he's doing. He just looks over at me and I said, and it doesn't even have to be in anything big. Sometimes I look at my life and I go, you must really like doing the same task twice. Like, instead of doing it correctly the first time, you really love going out 2 or 3 days later to do the exact same thing because you were being lazy to try and save a couple seconds, right? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, let's look at what we're doing here, bud. I said, what are we doing? He goes, we're pulling weeds. I said, okay. I want you to look at how you're pulling your weeds. He's like, what's wrong with how I'm pulling them? I said, with the way you're pulling these out, all that's going to happen is the leaf is going to grow back, and in 4 or 5 days, we're going to be back out here pulling these. So what you're not doing is you're not reaching down into the dirt, getting your hands dirty, getting your fingers caked full of mud, and really yanking the root out. I said, if you don't take the root out, if you don't take the actual problem away, or you don't get rid of you don't handle the actual issue, then you're just going to continue to do the same, to fix the same problem over and over and over and over again, because you're only doing it halfway. And then just kept pulling weeds. Y'all, this kid actually sat down, dropped his bag, dropped whatever was in his hands, and just looks and he goes, dude, I didn't sign up for a lecture. I think you legitimately just changed my outlook on life and we're doing something dumb like this. And of course, a bunch of the guys that were around us were just burst out laughing because it was funny. It really was. And it really brings me to this point. I want you to look at your life and look at the next this week. This is your homework for this week. I want you to look at whatever problem you have. And I want you to really be honest with yourself. Are you addressing the problem? Are you really getting your hands dirty and fixing the root cause of the problem? Or are you just fixing it on a surface level? Because we all have these issues every single day, every week, every month, every year that we have to go through where we don't really handle the issue. We just kind of do a little bit of work on it and then call it good. And that's fine for most people. But if you're listening to this podcast, I know that that's not you. You're not that person that just is content doing the minimum, doing part of the work. That's not you. Because you want something more out of your life. You want to be more motivated to take on these big goals and these big dreams that you have. And I want you to really take it seriously this week. I want you to really question yourself and really push yourself to discover if you're doing things all the way, or if you're just kind of doing it. Because once we know where you're at, and granted, I don't care where you're at with that. I want you to be aware of it. Because once you're aware of how much effort you're putting into a project, then we can develop a plan to effectively attack it. That's all I got for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Hope everyone has fun this week with your homework, because it is humbling, but it's also a very fun process. I hope at the very minimum you understand how important you are. If no one's told you this week, then listen to me very closely. You are important. You matter. You make a difference in this world every single day just by being a part of it. Every kindness, every generous act that you give towards someone else willingly might just be some small thing for you, but it can legitimately change the outlook of somebody's life forever. You are important. You are valued. You matter. You are loved by so many people. And I'm so glad you're here. Hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak Fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.